Welcome back one and all to another episode of The Damage Report with me, John Arola, and joining me today, streamer extraordinaire, Evelina Sabrina. Welcome back to The Damage Report.
Morning, John, 82 days till Christmas.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about that. If we could go to Sabrina's full shot, she is in full on holly jolly jingle bells mode.
Oh, I am so ready. I am counting the days.
I don't know if we have the capacity to run a poll right now on Twitch, but it's the first week of October. It's not the first week of November or anything. You're a bit early.
Listen, it finally dipped below 70 degrees. It is the holiday season for me now.
I also feel like, as we talked about before the show, it's a bit of a erasure of a couple of holidays that I particularly like. Now, I know that you're not a big fan of Thanksgiving, but you seem like you'd be into Halloween.
Halloween's fine. It's very Nightmare Before Christmassy, so it's the perfect like transition time.
Okay, I could see that. Well, I meant to get my Halloween decorations up this last weekend and I failed, but now I'm inspired to get them up, if only to provide a bit of holiday balance. But anyway, we're very excited to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here.
And for all of you at home, we're happy to have you here as well, because I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news, but things have gone bonkers in the midterms. Herschel Walker has been a very bad boy, it turns out. A wee bit of a hypocrite, novel on the Republican side. So we're gonna be breaking that down, as well as his son waking up and choosing violence. We've got an update on the legal troubles of the Oath Keepers, who also once woke up and chose violence in a very different way. And then we've got this ad that this group made for Tudor Dixon, where they thought they could save money by not hiring actors. And that's not a good idea. Don't do that. Use union actors. Anyway, and a whole lot more. We got The Simpsons and Trump suing CNN. We're gonna be talking about incels and stuff. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And so, in advance of that, if you wouldn't mind hitting the like button and sharing the stream, that would be great, so that people know we're live and all that. And if you want to send us any tweets, comments, or super chats, we'll respond as we go. But with all that said, Sabrina, are you ready to start off the show?
Let's go, go, go.
Okay, let's do it. Herschel Walker's got some splaining to do when it comes to abortion, because it had seemed up until this point like he was pretty clear about where he stood, saying there's no exception in my mind. He said that back in May. He said it in an interview literally yesterday. He said, like I say, I believe in life. I believe in life. I've always been for life. And he also said that that's important to him, not just as a position, but also politically, saying there's not a national ban on abortion right now, and I think that's a problem. So if he gets into the Senate, he's a vote for national ban on abortion at 15 weeks or 1.5 weeks, 5 minutes, I don't know. He's insane, he'll do whatever they tell him to do. But here is the issue. People have done a little bit of research and they found that there is in fact one exception for him when it comes to abortion, and that is in his own personal life as a massive hypocrite. So a woman has come out and detailed to the Daily Beast her experience with Herschel Walker, where he not only encouraged her to have an abortion, but paid for it as well. Now, she has asked not to be identified out of privacy concerns. She probably has this silly notion that the Republicans would harass her and try to get someone to kill her. It's crazy, I know, but that's her position. She says this happened back in 2009 when they were dating. She said she had the procedure and that Walker reimbursed her for it. She accompanied this with receipts, like literal receipts, actually. A receipt for $575 from the abortion clinic. A literal get well card from Walker, which is just a nice touch, I think. A bank deposit receipt that includes an image of a signed $700 personal check from Walker. Now, we can date this because of the receipts. Receipt, the abortion apparently took place on September 12th, 2009. Walker wrote the woman a check on September 17th. So he was relatively prompt, very different from Trump in that way. And you can see here his signature, like I wanna say it's his signature, but it's also his signature on the get well card. Rest, relax, recover with a nice cup of tea or something. That's nice, Sabrina. We're gonna get into a lot of other issues here, including his attempt to try to wash this away or deny it. But the Daily Beast has said that they've fact checked this. They've talked to contemporaries of hers at the time. They have multiple receipts of it happening. And it ain't like Herschel Walker's got a great record of telling the truth. So what do you think about this?
Well, it's a tale as old as time, you know. Abortions for me, not for thee. It's kind of the name of the game when it comes to conservatives like Herschel Walker, where they don't actually believe in these draconian policies that they pretend that they believe in. They're really just trying to win over conservatives. That's what it is, even though, you know, when it comes down to, you know, his own past or like a mistress or something. Yeah, abortions, yeah, for sure. So, you know, big old hypocrite right there. But also that card, what a sad little card. That looks like clip art from a 2005 Microsoft Word document. You couldn't do any better. Wow, that's very sad.
Yeah, I think he chose the first one he saw. I love the little thing that he wrote too. Pray you are feeling better. Okay, you can pray if you want to, if that's your version of it. Anyway, yeah, and so I'm glad that this came out. We've got more from the actual, like you can see in this next picture, more of his signatures and everything. It appears to be authentic. I mean, look, it's not impossible that somebody like this could be made up, but it looks pretty real. And they definitely looked into it. They talked to her, they talked to a friend. And if this bothers you, wait until you find out more details, including that the woman said that Walker, who was not married at the time, although spoiler alert, if he had been, that wouldn't bother the Republicans either. They don't actually care about any of this. Let's be clear about that. Told her it would be more convenient to terminate the pregnancy, saying it was, quote, not the right time for him to have a child. It was a feeling she shared. But what she didn't know was that Walker had had an out of wedlock child with another woman earlier that same year. Although to be fair, that might be why it wasn't a great time for him to have a child with her. So his stories actually kind of make sense when you think about it. But like, look at that. She accidentally got pregnant, apparently. They had not been planning for this. And both he and she thought, well, it's not the right time. It's not that I wouldn't ever want to have a child. I mean, he clearly has different children, you know, some of which we know about, maybe some we don't. But it wasn't the right time. And so they decided to terminate it, which is their right. Their rationale makes sense. It's the rationale that a lot of people would have, and they had the freedom to terminate it. Herschel Walker and that woman enjoyed the freedom that everyone should have for the exact same reasons that everyone should have them. And that is why this just hits so hard, at least for me, that he just like blindly went through his life enjoying these liberties. And now that he's in a position to strip them away from other people, suddenly he holds a different position. It's just disgusting. This is what we hate about politicians.
Are some people actually trying to pretend as if this woman is lying about this? Because I don't believe that she's lying, because for one, you have to admit that you had sexual relations with Herschel Walker. So that alone, I feel, validates her. So, you know, plus all the receipts and the card and the signatures. But shame on you, Herschel.
Yeah, considering the, you know, the China took our good air stuff and the him frequently getting right up to the line of murdering people, admitting that you've been involved with him, I guess lowers your stock price a little bit, I suppose. But she's willing to take one for the team, and I do appreciate that, because people need to know that. She said when asked why she came forward, it was because of his newfound hardline position on abortion, saying, I just can't with the hypocrisy anymore. We all deserve better. And I agree. Although, look, to say that he's being hypocritical is, I think, true in a way, and I've claimed that. But at the same time, it's sort of worse than that, right? Because it's not hypocrisy when there is actually something that's consistent between the two positions. Okay, hypocrisy is when you have different positions on the same thing, but he has the same position on one thing. It's just not specifically abortion, it's who should determine what happens to a woman's body. And he believes that he should decide that. He believed that when he was pressuring her to get the abortion, and he believes that now when he's trying to stop other women from getting abortions. He's not hypocritical when it comes to him thinking that men should be the ones who determine what happens to women's bodies and who has the right to decide. He's actually strikingly consistent on that over time. He's hypocritical about the religious stuff and everything, which doesn't bother me because I'm a godless atheist. But if I was one of those religious conservatives that pretends that I give a damn what's in the Bible and all that, then I would probably feel obligated to have a little bit of an issue with this. But based on my brief survey of a lot of what Republicans are saying about this, they do not feel that obligation. They are perfectly fine, just as with Trump and all the rest, saying that they believe one thing about families and life and fidelity and loyalty and all of that. And then vigorously supporting guys that don't believe literally any of that. Because again, these are not standards that are meant to drive and guide their behavior. This isn't someone who like reads a book on stoicism and is like, I'm gonna try to follow that. This is a structure of control that they give the briefest like tip of the hat to, but it's for you to conform to. They're rich, wealthy, powerful people. They're gonna do whatever the hell they want. They don't want you doing whatever you want though, and thus the religious dogma and all of that. Before we move on to other aspects on this, Sabrina, you have anything else you wanna say?
No, just you're right. It's just a mask that nobody can even live up to anyway. He's just trying to win over conservative voters. He doesn't actually mean it. None of them actually mean it. It's just that's how it goes. That's just how conservatives roll.
That is unfortunately the case. Let's turn now to his response. Herschel Walker might not have been expecting for this massive bombshell about his prior paying for an abortion to come out. And so his initial response to it, his attempt to control the message, hasn't necessarily been great. He put out a statement last night saying that the story is a flat out lie and said he denied it in the strongest possible terms. But more importantly than that, he says, I planning to sue the Daily Beast for this defamatory lie. It will be filed tomorrow morning. And importantly, that statement was put out last night. And so I'm left this morning wondering when that's gonna happen. His legal team put out this statement. We are currently considering our options, but no final decision has been made on the future handling of this matter. Well, that's weird because you sounded so final last night. And then maybe you thought about it a bit and realized that were this to be a court case, there would be a process of discovery and the truth would come out, and that's probably not gonna go that well for you. And so moving past his attempt to control it, he went for damage control on Fox News. And he talked to Sean Hannity, who of course cares as little about the substance of this as he does about anything, but he does want him to get into office. And so why don't we jump ahead? I apologize for throwing a little bit of wrench in the works, but we're gonna jump ahead to video 4. We'll return to the stuff later, but we're gonna go to 4 right now.
They're claiming that 5 days later on September 17th, you sent a $700 check and that you sent it in a get well card. The get well card, it looks like it's included with your signature on in the article. Have you seen it? And is that your signature?
I haven't seen it, but you know, I can tell you, I send out so many get well, send out so much of anything, but I can tell you right now, I never asked anyone to get an abortion. I never paid for an abortion, and it's a lie, and I'm gonna continue to fight. You know, I tell you, that's what they want. They want this seat.
I think somebody wants to see it. I think you want this seat. But I love it. Look, we're very used to politicians, especially in the age of Trump, being like, have I seen that tweet? No, I haven't seen that tweet. I can't respond to it because I haven't seen it. Well, hold on. Look that way. Look right there, Herschel. It's next to you right now, actually. You can take a look at it. You're looking at a preview monitor. It's right there staring you literally in the face. But of course, he's going to pretend that he hasn't seen it. And he just routinely sends these things out. It's, you know, it's a standard thing. You send out a pray you get better card with a check for $700. You know, Sabrina, normal stuff that you do.
It's just, the thing is, his voters, they're not even gonna care about that. There could be evidence right next to his face. And as long as he says, nope, never seen that, they're gonna be like, oh, well, he said he didn't. So it must be true. He didn't. He's totally fine. Let's vote him in because they do not care about the evidence. They just want to see their guy win.
Yeah, I almost entirely agree with you. And I think that in this should be the death of him. But again, we have to remember this is a Republican candidate. With a Democratic candidate, if there's some sort of scandal, yeah, then you might actually pull out. If you're already in elected office, you might literally resign. With a Republican, like they were fine with Roy Moore, mostly. Now bear in mind, he did lose, implying that there might be a couple percentage points of Republicans who, it's not like they're gonna take a look at this news about Herschel Walker and be like, oh no, I've been lied to. I supported this man and it turns out he's a liar. In the future, going forward, I will be more cautious about believing what these people. No, they're not gonna do that. But they might not be super thrilled to vote. They're not gonna support Warnock or whatever, but they might not go. That maybe will be enough. I don't think that he's gonna lose endorsements. I don't think that Trump is gonna switch over or anything. Maybe a couple of people won't go out to vote, but that was just about the card. There was only one piece of the evidence. Well, what about the check? That's pretty damning too. Let's see what he has to say.
What about the $700 check? Is there anybody you can remember sending that much money to?
Well, I send money to a lot of people, and that's what's so funny. And let's go back to my part. You know, I do scholarship for kids. I give money to people all the time because I'm always helping people because I believe in being generous. God has blessed me and I want to bless others. And I got into this race because I'm a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. And I always tell everyone that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So whoever been out there want to lie on Herschel Walker, you're lying on the wrong one.
Okay. So I just send checks to everyone. You know me, I'm just always sending $700 checks to random people right after they have a nearly $600 medical procedure. Okay, maybe someone listening believes this. But if you aren't persuaded by that, and he appears to think that you won't be, he does have a more traditional defense. And that is just take all of Christianity and just wrap myself in it. And now I'm the Pope. I'm the Pope. You can't be mad at me. I did something for kids once, and also I know a quote from the Bible. It doesn't matter if I don't live my life that way. That's not what Christianity is supposed to be about. It's about using it as a weapon to bludgeon your critics. And that's what he's doing. He's whipping out the one quote that he knows and talking about weapons of the Lord and all that. Okay. Sabrina, it probably will work, honestly. These are people who are very easy to fool, and they're used to people like Herschel Walker scamming them in these exact religious terms.
Was he trying to imply for a second there that that check was meant for a scholarship? And that, who was the scholarship supposed to be even for if that was the case? Clearly not the Betas, because that's, you know, out the window. But I mean, what was he thinking? It's just, he's just saying buzzwords, happy things. Yes.
Are you sure that he hasn't sent you a check for 700? Because he sends a lot of people checks. I think I got one for $50. And I remember thinking, I don't know this guy. Why is he sending me money? But I cashed it.
Yeah, might as well. Might as well at that point. But
doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No, nope.
And that was his first like go. Like the second the news came out, Sean Hannity's team was like, oh God, we gotta protect this guy because that's our job. So we're gonna bring him on. And that was what he was coming with. And I don't know if everybody noticed, the dude looked like they'd caught him, I don't know, a couple drinks in, or maybe just too stunned by the news. He had this like defeated like posture. He had an absolutely dead look in his eyes. This did not look like, look at that. Like this is not a person who's fired up because he's enraged that someone would lie about him in this way. I mean, after all, he has a passionately, honestly held position on abortion. And for someone to question that based on no fact, he looks like a guy who's just like, what do I gotta do? What do I gotta say? Am I senator yet? Do I get to be senator? Am I the ambassador? That's what it feels like to me. And it sucks that it's probably going to be convincing. I mean, Sean Hannity got those terrible answers to his questions. And do you know what he moved on to next? He was talking about something about the state and he's like, hey, by the way, you have a field named after you, don't you? Who the hell cares? Who the hell cares if he has a field named after him? He has abortion in his wake and you pretend to care about that. But he was moving on. Now, that said, yeah, no, he has some field because he was an athlete. What that has to do with him being able to control people's bodily autonomy, I don't know. Sean Hannity wasn't really explaining, but that's what he turned to. Now that said, again, apologies to the director. We're gonna turn back to those earlier videos. And so whenever you're ready, why don't we turn to the bombshell that came after the bombshell and Herschel Walker, starting with this.
Fathers, it would be great if you stayed home and raised your kids instead of ran off to bang a bunch of women who weren't your baby mama. Stay home and raise your freaking kids. Your kids need a father. Get back home. Get back home. If you take out your thing and you get a woman pregnant, guess what? The party days are over. The acting foolish days are over. You go get a freaking job and you support your new family. Get home. Raise your kids. Kids need a man in the house raising them. They need a good dad. They need a loving father. And while you're out taking shots of vodka and tequila, living your high life, your kid is suffering. Get home. Get home. Raise your kids, fathers. Get home.
So that was one of several initial responses from Christian Walker to the revelation that his father, Herschel Walker, had paid for and supported an abortion and lied about it for many years. There were a lot of other responses. Presumably he couldn't have texted him or called him, I guess. But this is how you this is how you talk to your family, I guess, in the modern era. You put something on TikTok. In any event, it was strongly worded. And look, we're gonna go to more video of him. He does seem to have suffered quite a bit at the hands of Herschel Walker over the years and during this candidacy, all of the different lies that have reflected so poorly on Herschel Walker and apparently have led to some harassment and abuse of Christian Walker as well. He doesn't seem to appreciate that either. And so I get why he would be frustrated, Sabrina, at this revelation. What do you think?
I totally understand why he feels so frustrated. And also, I don't know if he is going to regret uploading these videos the way that he did, but that must have felt so satisfying, at least in those moments, to call out his dad in such a way where I'm sure he feels like he's going to do some damage. And I mean, look, we're talking about it. It probably is going to damage Herschel a bit. So I don't know what the aftermath is going to look like, you know, for the family itself, but I'm sure that probably felt really, really good to finally be able to talk about that, be it sure. On TikTok.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know if he knew about this particular scandal or any of the many others that have come out over the past year, but it's probably been brewing to some extent if we can take what he's saying at face value. And I joked about, you know, the fact that he's posting this publicly, but I guess it is 2022 and I don't know, it's just, there is definitely a performative element to it. I guess that's just what's needed. I don't know. In any event, that was last night. This morning he wakes up and we have a little bit more composed of a message. Take a look at this.
I stayed silent as the atrocities committed against my mom were downplayed. I stayed silent when it came out that my father, Herschel Walker, had all these random kids across the country, none of whom he raised. And you know my favorite issue to talk about is father absence. Surprise, because it affected me. That's why I talk about it all the time, because it affected me. Family values people. He has four kids, four different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values? I was silent lie after lie after lie. The abortion card drops yesterday. It's literally his handwriting in the card. They say they have receipts, whatever. He gets on Twitter, he lies about it. Okay, I'm done. Done. Everything has been a lie.
So yeah, rightly frustrated. And I think he summed up a couple of the issues very well there, but he did put out other statements that I think are interesting and could definitely hurt Herschel Walker, saying every family member of Herschel Walker asked him not to run for office because we all knew some of his past. Every single one. He decided to give us the middle finger and air out all of his dirty laundry in public while simultaneously lying about it. I'm done. I know my mom and I would really appreciate it. My father, Herschel Walker, stopped lying and making a mockery of us. You're not a family man when you left us to bang a bunch of women, threatened to kill us, and had us move over 6 times in 6 months running from your violence. I'm not sure if that last bit was already public. I hadn't heard about that. I know that he's threatened to kill a lot of people. I didn't know that he threatened to kill Christian Walker as well. That's a pretty serious claim that's being dropped there. But just, I guess, add him to the list of different people that Herschel Walker has threatened to or come close to killing in the past. And I guess one or two or three of those is not enough to disqualify a candidate in 2022, Sabrina. I guess you get the first 10 death threats free.
Listen, you got to keep that kind of stuff in the family. Death threats, all kinds of stuff like that. Keep it in the family. But I have noticed that some people are already, after his son Christian Walker has been releasing these videos, some people are still claiming that, oh, these attacks are rooted in racism, but it's his own family who is saying that he should not be running. It's his own son that, you know, is calling him out. What defense do you have left for this man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And by the way, like the idea that attacks can be rooted in racism or misogyny or whatever is definitely true. This is American politics. This feels like a fairly standard hypocritical Republican politician story coming out. I you can bring up the racism thing, but I don't know, it's just the latest of many, many different issues. And so, especially considering how core to your candidacy you've made this topic, including this week, it undercuts that point a little bit. I get the concern, but it seems like a convenient distraction right now. Now, we have one more video. This is Christian Walker responding to those on the right who have apparently been attacking him since he came forward. Take a look at this.
And so for the right to say, I'm being suspicious for saying, hey, I'm done with the lies, when you all have been calling me saying, is this true about your dad? Gosh, we're not going to win Georgia, this candidate, all that's been you. You have no idea what I've been through in my life. You have no idea what me and my mom have survived. We could have ended this on day one. We haven't. I haven't told any stories. I'm just saying, don't lie. Don't lie on my mom. Don't lie on me. Don't lie on the lives you've destroyed and act like you're some moral family man. Y'all should care about that, conservatives. And then for people on the left to act as though I'm responsible for all of the things that he has done. I've talked about Father Epps. I've talked all these issues because they've been close to me.
I left in that bit in the end about the left, but I honestly don't understand. It is, I guess it's possible that someone on the left has said that he's responsible for this. I don't know who that is. I'm not as online as some people. I guess maybe that exists. There's a lot of crazy people on the internet. I don't know how you would blame Christian Walker for what his father has done. You can blame Christian Walker for the stuff that he does and says. That seems perfectly legitimate. But I feel like Herschel Walker's actions are gonna rest on his shoulders, and I'm perfectly comfortable with that. Any other thoughts, Sabrina?
Oh, I'm sure there was probably like one or two people in his Twitter comments saying, why aren't you talking about your father? But to try to use that as, oh, the left has been attacking me. I probably don't think that's the case. But interested to see how this is going to continue to roll out.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to see if it has an effect. Is he still going to debate Raphael Warnock? As of right now, it is still on. I know that there had been like memes going around saying that it had been canceled. Apparently it has not been canceled as of right now. They're still gonna have their one debate, which that was gonna be a rough experience for Herschel Walker already. And I can't even imagine now what it's gonna be like. Again, this is a guy who wants to get elected pretending that he's the one that's like closest to Jesus because Jesus told him not to pull the trigger and kill a person. He's running up against Raphael Warnock, the literal leader of a church. After all this abortion stuff, we're gonna have to see what effect, if any, it actually has. But if we can close, could we go to that last video, video 6? I just love this little bit of projection from Herschel Walker when he was talking to Sean Hannity.
To have someone in the seat that lies to the people shouldn't be in the seat as a senator.
I could not agree more with Herschel Walker. Anyway, with that said, we do have to take our first break. When we come back, we've got a lot to talk about, including the Oath Keepers, that trial is continuing, and Tudor Dixon got some help from some people who made a political ad for her. We'll give that to you after this. Okay, everybody, prepare for some rough news. The trials of those involved in the January 6th insurrection continue, and none are really as high profile, perhaps, as that of some of the militias and extremist groups that were there in the Capitol that day. The Oath Keepers being one of the most important, perhaps. And so Stuart Rhodes, the leader of the Oath Keepers, was quoted in this trial, and it doesn't look great. Now, they want to say that they did not commit any violent or illegal acts. I'm gonna give you the details that were presented before the court, and I will allow you to draw your own conclusions. Rhodes was heard in a recording from January 10th saying, "My only regret is that they should have brought rifles." He added that they could have, quote, fixed it right then and there if they had weapons with them at the Capitol. Now, I know that might seem bad, but we don't know what he meant. Maybe they could have let people know how serious they are by firing into the air harmlessly, or maybe they could, no, he's talking about he wishes that they had gunned down Congress. I mean, or maybe I'm being too harsh, maybe just killed Mike Pence, or maybe just killed Joe Biden. I don't know exactly who it is that he wishes they had killed on January 6th. Maybe one person or another, maybe many people, maybe everybody, I don't know. But Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers definitely wishes that more people had been murdered on January 6th. And that to me should really be the end of this trial. I'm not a lawyer, don't go to me for legal advice. But Sabrina, what do you think?
Absolutely unhinged. Buddy, if you had brought rifles with you, the damages and the charges would have been way, way worse. Like, are you insane? Like, the correct thing to regret is going at all, that day even happened the way it did. So it's really weird to see them not only double down, but wish that like he went even harder. Yeah, Oath Keepers are kind of scary.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, again, it's probably needless that I'm gonna play this game, but let's play a little game together. So Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers, who I think we can all agree is probably a conservative, right? On January 10th, he wishes that the people that were there in the insurrection had had rifles and had fixed things. That's weird because I was sure that those were Antifa. Those were just Democrats dressed up like good MAGA people. Why would the Oath Keepers want those Antifas to start shooting people? But again, it's ridiculous. Whether they were Antifa or good patriots just flips back and forth. Every different argument, it's whatever it needs to be. Literally from one conversation to the next, the identity of that mob switches. Except that it doesn't, they were fans of Trump. It's ridiculous to see them try to obfuscate around that. In any event, I want to give you more of the details that were revealed by the Justice Department. First of all, their overall allegation is that Rhodes and members of the Oath Keepers plotted to oppose the peaceful transfer of power, obviously, stockpiling guns and what they called quick reaction forces just outside of DC that could then be brought in. Rhodes' lawyers have noted that he followed DC's strict gun laws, which they say is an indication that he would have only acted upon an order by then President Donald Trump. But the audio recording and other evidence prosecutors presented yesterday suggest that Rhodes planned to disrupt certification of the presidential election regardless of what Trump said. And what they're getting into there is one of his legal defenses, he thinks, is that no. I was only gonna start killing people. We were only gonna start gunning down people if Trump told us to. So we're good, right? That to me does not seem like legal advice. You saying you would have been willing to murder people if the wannabe boy dictator had told you to, but that is the defense that they're going with, Sabrina. It's wild.
I feel like that's such a self-report to say that out loud. Like, if a Trump tweet is all it's gonna take for you to murder somebody, if that is your line, these guys should be put on like an extra watch list or something, or somebody look into them, because that is unhinged behavior. Oath Keepers are really, really, really terrifying. It's kind of scary to know that there's a lot of police officers out there who are proudly Oath Keepers, or former police officers who are proud Oath Keepers. Weird values to align yourself with.
Exactly. Yeah, and also, it's also BS, by the way. They have these text messages that he was sending with this other guy on the 6th. And Rhodes at one point says, I see no intent by Trump to do anything, so the Patriots are taking it into their own hands. Well, but wait, why aren't you worried about that? After all, you're only there to follow the orders of Donald Trump. You should be aghast at the fact that people are doing something that Trump doesn't support. But of course, it's BS. And look, as Sabrina said, this is crazy and we should be worried about it. Like, think about how many times we were criticized for worrying about or covering insane things that Trump said that we believe might inspire violence. I mean, we literally just did it yesterday with the Mitch McConnell thing, where he said Mitch McConnell has a death wish. We say often that there are people out there potentially listening that might act on these things. What is Stuart Rhodes saying? He's saying, I was one of those people who was waiting to be told what to do. He's literally making that case, and yet we will constantly be declared to have Trump derangement syndrome for identifying what some of the most self-professed loyal Trumpists are already saying, literally in a court of law. This isn't something they posted on 4chan. This is their actual defense. I would start killing people if Trump told me to. So yes, I'm a little bit worried about Trump getting back on Twitter. Sue me. Anyway, with that said, that was a little bit serious. I want to have a little bit of fun. So why don't we transition into this next C block video?
Hey, have you seen the TV ads with the governor talking about the great things she's done for Michigan?
She's a liar. Whitmer can say what she wants, but we live here. Just look around, man.
During COVID, Whitmer locked down businesses like the Owosso Barber and put one woman from Holland in jail.
Oh yeah, 3,000 restaurants closed.
And she's pro-business?
Yeah, right.
And what about those higher gas and food prices?
Our schools were closed for almost 2 years. Poor kids.
Speaking of kids, Whitmer says she's gonna work like hell to keep killing babies.
And she put COVID patients in Graham's nursing home.
Graham died alone.
Okay, I'm voting for the other chick. What's her name?
Tudor Dixon.
Okay, let's roll.
Watch out for potholes. Whitmer never kept her promise to
fix the damn roads.
Egads. Jesus. I love that it's a little bit of an artificial concept of what these biker meetups are like. As a person who rode motorcycles for years, don't recall ever engaging in a conversation like this, but I like that they kept it somewhat real in that they were able to sway that one biker, but in the end, he's still true to himself. I guess I'll vote for that other chick, I guess. So he's keeping it real. Real bad. Really, really bad. That is the Gratiot County Republican Party that apparently put together this ad. You'll be shocked to find out that Tudor Dixon did not pay high priced consultants to put together that particular piece of community theater, Sabrina. But I'm glad that we have you on because you are someone who does a lot of sketch comedy and segments and acting. What do you make of that?
I kind of love it, but not in the way that they intended. That was so good to watch. Yeah, community theater. It's like a delusion of a delusion. But oh God, the guy who was just like, Graham died alone.
That was my favorite part.
That was the highlight. He was the star of that shoot. He's gonna go big. But the fact that all they did was just like list off these like negative things about the other candidate and just like, yeah, guess we gotta go with the other chick. Just
best. So the best delivery was definitely Graham died alone. But the guys, oh yeah, that was pretty good too. I also love, I think again, an accurate reflection of the lack of critical thinking that regular people engage in. So they close basically by saying, how dare she let these people die of COVID? But their main concerns in the body of the ad are, she locked the state down. Well, yeah, she didn't want Graham to die. She didn't want any of those people to die. That's why we were taking preventative measures. But you guys hate that. People in your state hated it so much that they plotted to kidnap her. That's how much they hated it. So I don't know, like if you're gonna oppose all those measures, then yeah, then maybe I guess Graham might die if we don't do anything. You can't make a freedom without breaking some grams, as I always say. Jesus, but that's what she has for ads. She apparently hasn't been running many of her own. And I want to jump ahead to graphic 4 to give you a bit of an update, especially with how close the Herschel Walker race is. I do want you to understand that really bad candidates can actually lose. Take a look at the gap there. Tudor Dixon, real name, is down by 17 points as of the most recent polling. Now, that does not mean that she's gonna lose. There are reasons to believe the polls are underestimating Republican support for these candidates, but 17 points is going to be a difficult gap to make up. What do you think, Sabrina?
No, yeah, that's an absolute big gap. Is there any particular reason why she's not running ads? Does her campaign just like not have enough funding?
Yeah, well, I don't think that she's spending it particularly well. I also think that she's largely unknown in the state. I think that she's better known like in the business world, not really known for her politics. She has like precisely the wrong position on abortion. She literally like she was pushing at this rally to, can we just not think about abortion? We have this last screenshot. She admits that she is against it, doesn't want it to exist, but she's one of these like Mastriano, who's like trying to pretend that, oh no, it's totally cool to have someone who's fundamentally opposed to your rights in the governor's mansion because I probably won't do anything about it. Yeah, I'm gonna roll the dice on my right. That's what I'll do. Anyway, with that said, our hour is rapidly passing. So we're gonna take our second break. When we come back, John Fetterman has a new ad slamming Dr. Oz. It is nothing but fun, and we'll have that after this. Okay, people in the chat are already seeing if they can get a copy of that lightsaber fight scene. It's not gonna happen. It was awesome, and I rotoscoped in the lightsaber. I think it was very professionally done, but you don't get to see it. Anyway, with that said, let's have some fun, starting with this.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
With my diet, you can eat all you want, anytime you want.
And you'll lose weight?
You might. It's a free country.
I've got the number one miracle in a bottle to burn your fat.
Lose fat without diet or exercise,
stubborn stomach fat instantly disappears.
Now, there are a lot of reasons that Dr. Oz is an absolutely terrible candidate and a lot of reasons that he should never serve as a senator for Pennsylvania. But I really think that we cannot give him a pass on how big of a massive con artist he's been. And so credit to John Fetterman and his team for matching him up with Dr. Nick there. There's more. Let's take a look.
I recommend a slow, steady gorging process combined with acyl horizontology.
Garcinia cambogia extract.
Crystal sonic therapy.
Sea buckthorn.
Dr. Nick, this malpractice committee has received a few complaints against you.
Dr. Oz being sued for advice he gave to viewers who struggle falling asleep.
Dr. Oz is being accused of promoting quack treatments by some top physicians.
Are you looking for a way to slash the cost of your medical expenses?
How much would you pay for a pill that takes your body back 10 years?
Call 1-600-DOCTORB. The B is for bargain.
His empire and wealth have flourished.
The most rewarding part was when he gave me my money. Bye-bye, everybody.
I don't know what sort of Senator John Fetterman is gonna be, but I love him as a candidate. He has provided 60% of the fun of 2022. Sabrina, what do you think about that ad?
I mean, I've been having a blast watching this rivalry between these two. Cause yeah, Fetterman, like his tweets and memes, like they slap. And I think this is a great depiction using the Simpsons as Dr. Oz. Cause Dr. Oz is kind of a quack. He got my dad, a big health nut, to do the most random crap over the years. So I'm happy that, you know, somebody's calling him out.
Yeah, 100%. I liked it so much that I'm willing to potentially get a strike on our channel for playing that much of The Simpsons in one ad. Actually, a little bit worried about it. Anyway, look, Dr. Oz is like the ultimate TV quack. A guy who he just like if he wants to make $1 million, he walks around in the woods, he finds a nut, and then he pretends that it's gonna cure your diabetes. Like that's who he is. And hopefully in 2022 we can look at that and see it for how ridiculous it is. But I also feel like, why couldn't we all along? Somebody telling you that you take this thing and you're gonna lose 10 years, you're gonna lose 20 pounds without any exercise. Why did we accept that at the time? Like honestly, there isn't enough scorn for people who so target the millions and millions of Americans who struggle with their health, struggle with their weight, perhaps would like to change, but because of so many different reasons have a problem with it. People, like of all of the grifts, people who target that vulnerable population, there is not nearly enough disdain for those people. And chief amongst those people is Dr. Oz. Anyway, with that said, I think that we have time for one. Oh no, I forgot about the reset on this. Oh dear God. Dr. Oz has done a lot to not deserve your vote in Pennsylvania, but over the years, he did some stuff to not deserve to be left alone with an animal. Take a look at what has now been revealed. He was once a principal investigator at a Columbia University lab, and according to a new report by Jezebel, conducted research that led to the deaths of 329 dogs. Not 329 animals, there were way more of those, but just of the dogs, more than 300. So he did over 75 different studies. These are just the ones that Jezebel looked at. His team conducted experiments on over 1,000 live animal subjects, including dogs, pigs, calves, rabbits, and small rodents. Just 34 of those resulted in the deaths of those dogs. Two of his experiments killed 31 pigs. 38 experiments killed 661 rabbits and rodents. And now look, a lot of this stuff is legal in America. We might not like it, it might be unethical, we might have whatever issue we have with it. A lot of it is legal, but he found a way to even get in trouble amongst this, like an incredibly deregulated industry for scientific research. Back in May of 2004, Columbia University, while he was working on that team, was ordered by the USDA to pay a $2,000 penalty for violations of the Animal Welfare Act. No, but like think about that. You are literally allowed to kill the animals. Think about what you have to do for it to be considered a violation of their welfare. Now, we don't know about his direct, did he kill the animals individually? Was he just overseeing the team and allowed it? But this was study after study after study for literally years. This is how he treated the animals, and we'll see if this is something that that people care about. It certainly, as a person who owns a dog and loves dogs, certainly bothers me. But Sabrina, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of animal testing. I don't support it. But I'm also very surprised that it was only a $2,000 fine. That's it. That's like a few bucks per animal. That's nothing. That seems incredibly low, even for 2004 money. And I'm also kind of concerned that it doesn't even say like what the purpose of this was in regards to like whatever they were researching. If it was for something high stakes, like revolutionary, maybe, but he just killed hundreds and hundreds of animals and nobody blinks an eye.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think I could like him less, but
100%. I'm sure that information is available if someone wants to dive into all of these different studies. So I don't know. Like I have to remember that at one point he was kind of an actual doctor. It's easy to just think of him for the work that he's done for the past few decades. So I imagine the dogs died while testing goji berry or something. I don't know. It's probably some sham weight loss thing, but I don't know. And look, a lot of people might say, well, so why does this bother us when, you know, like, so he killed these 31 pigs. Lots of pigs die every single day to feed people. And I would say maybe that should bother us. Maybe the killing of all of these rabbits and chickens and calves and stuff isn't just bad in the scientific setting. I will leave that to you. But on top of all of the other issues with Dr. Oz, he probably didn't need this. It calls to mind, yeah, I don't know if you remember, Sabrina, Mitt Romney's presidential run, when the story came out about him having the dog on his roof and all that stuff. That was one dog. Dr. Oz, over 300 dogs. Just think about that pack. And we know, like you have a dog, right?
Yeah.
You know what dogs are like.
Yeah.
It kills you to think about it.
I don't.
Okay.
What's the next segment?
I know. Well, we're actually going to take a real break because we've come to the end of our first hour. And so everybody who has been listening to the podcast or watching on one of the linear platforms, thank you as always for watching. But for those of you on the members app, Twitch, YouTube, and a bunch of other stuff, there's way more to come in the aftermath. And so coming up after our break, we're going to be talking about Donald Trump launching a lawsuit against CNN for them being big old meanies. Michael Shore went to a Trump rally, and we've got some footage to show you, as well as some developing trouble at the new right-wing dating app. We're going to reveal that to you in just a little bit. And so in the couple of minutes that you have, if you are on one of those platforms like the podcast, please head over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review us. It is very helpful for discoverability. For the rest of you, go top up your coffee. We got more fun coming up, so don't go anywhere. Sabrina, I'll be back after this.
Thanks for listening to the full episode of The Damage Report. Support our work, listen ad-free, access members-only bonus content, and more by subscribing to Apple Podcasts at apple.co/TYT. I'm your host, John Adirola. I'll see you soon.